muy mal. Sadly missed. Jackie Wilson, Higher and Higher. Pens and papers ready? Here we go with our sunshine pancake recipe. Sunshine Radio. Okay, it is Shrove Tuesday, 1985, Pancake Day, and pancakes are all very nice and everything with sugar and lemon on, and I love them like that, but really it's getting a bit boring, and if you go to America, pancakes are a very big thing there, especially at breakfast time, and you can put just about any filling that you care to name into a pancake, like cheese and bacon, cheese and onion, cheese and celery and onion, minced beef, curried minced beef, bacon and mustard, apple, fish, orange, spinach, Stilton, all sorts of bits and bobs, anything that's lying around you can whop into a pancake, and it's usually very nice. But today's pancake recipe is for cherry and almond. Okay, cherry and almond pancakes. Now, I'm not going to bother you too much with your actual pancake recipe because I think it's pretty well standard whatever you do. So what you have to do is make up about 8 pancakes, okay, and let them cool off somewhere. Now, you'll need a 15-ounce can of cherry pie filling. That's if you're making about 8 of these things, right? A 15-ounce can of cherry pie filling. And you'll need some cherry brandy, if you can, or kirsch. That's K-I-R-S-C-H, which is a cherry liqueur. That'll spice it up a bit, okay? Cherry brandy or kirsch. And a couple of ounces of flaked almonds. So you need your pancakes ready-made, some cherry pie filling, some cherry brandy, and some flaked almonds. So make up the pancakes in the normal way. And then what you do is spread the mixture. So you mix together the cherry brandy and the cherry pie filling, okay? Just to spice it up a bit. And you spread that evenly over half of the pancakes. So if you're doing 8, you take half of the pancakes, that'll be 4 of them, and spread the mixture over in a large oven-proof dish. And then you cover that with the other pancakes. So you make a sort of pancake sandwich. Sprinkle the top with almonds and bake that in a medium oven. That's about 350 Fahrenheit, gas mark 4, for about 25 minutes. You serve that with fresh cream, and it is just beautiful. It is also the hottest thing known to mankind, so be careful you don't burn your mouth. Okay, so make up the pancakes in the normal way. Spread the mixture of the pie filling and the cherry brandy over half of the pancakes. Put them in a large oven-proof dish, cover with the other pancakes, sprinkle the almonds over the top, bake them in a moderate oven, about 350 or gas mark 4 for 25 minutes, and the best way to serve them is with fresh cream, and those are sunshine pancakes, and I hope you enjoy them.
You're better off when the music's on Sunshine Radio, the leader.
News next on 103.5.
Oh,
new single from Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's called Method of Modern Love. 12:25, Colin James in the afternoon, and a rather depleted roll of honour today. Nevertheless, very big hello and well done to Doug Scobie from Newport Shrops. Hello to Richard in Kington, Brian in Stourport, Violet at Barons Cross. Mrs. Hughes, that's Alan's mum, Monica in Worcester. Hello to Sue in Kington, having a nice giggle on the phone. Hello, Yvonne in Worcester, Mark Carter in Stretton, and Michael at Craven Arms. We've got correct answers now. This is a bit tricky because there is a sting in the tail. Born in Miami, 1924, a good-looking black American actor. His parents came from the Bahamas and they were very poor, but nevertheless, they didn't stop him from attaining his ambition of being an actor. By the way, he's 61 years old tomorrow. He started in films when black people only played character parts like servants and lift operators. And he changed the situation virtually by himself. He was the first black actor to get an Oscar for the film Lilies of the Fields. He starred in a very famous film with Rod Steiger, which is one of the best films of all time. And he also appeared in a classic British film with Lulu. Who is he? What is the name of his most famous detective? And you'll find out the answer in about 4 minutes' time. In the meantime, you can call me on Ludlow 5922, get a shout on the Roll of Honour, and a chance at a Sunshine Radio tea towel. Well, better late than never. Hello, Don Henley, Boys of Summer.
Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone.
frustrating, isn't it, when you can't get through on the phone? I'm sorry if you've been trying and you haven't managed to get through. It's been a slightly tricky one today, so not too many correct answers. Hello, Mick in Blackheath, very comprehensive answer as usual. And Georgina Edwards at Downton, a special hello to you. And John Hollick in Leinster and Gareth Tong in Burford also got the correct answer. Now, born in Miami, 1924, a handsome black American actor. His parents came from the Bahamas. He's 61 years old tomorrow. At the start of his film career, black people only played caricatures, character parts like servants and things, but he changed the situation. It's down to this man, who was the first black actor to get an Oscar. The film was called Lilies of the Field. He starred in a very famous film with Rod Steiger, and that was called In the Heat of the Night. What a great film. Music by Ray Charles. He also starred in a famous British film with Lulu, that was To Sir With Love. Do you remember that? A number one record in America for Lulu, incidentally. That was a great film. He was also in The Blackboard Jungle. Do you remember that? Who is he and what is the name of his most famous character, most famous detective? Well, he is Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier had a few different pronunciations of that, I can tell you. And what was the name of his most famous detective? A number of you thought Shaft. Mm-mm, that was Richard Roundtree. Mm-mm. Sidney Poitier played Virgil Tibbs. Hey, they call me Mr. Tibbs. Mr. Tibbs, okay, so well done to you if you got it right. And lucky number 8, that's Yvonne in Worcester. And you get a chance to call me back for that Sunshine Radio tea towel, Yvonne. Ludlow 5922. Now it's 12:31, and find out how you can help save the eyesight of a 7-year-old boy from Shrewsbury coming up in about 10 minutes' time.
And up here, in the helicopter, we're gazing down on Beach's Bargain Warehouse.
Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Boddenham. And look, dear boy.
What's that, Sir Henry?
Big Ron, he's in the car park. He's waving to us.
He wants to make sure we mention the second-hand furniture, the household goods, toys, menswear, ladieswear.
Children's wear.
Boots and shoes.
And with spring in mind, compost, seed trays and fertilizers.
All from Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Boddenham. Phone Boddenham. 441.
Ah, Ron's holding up a big notice now.
Ooh, what's it say?
It says, who is flying the helicopter?
Well, it's not me. I can't fly.
And I'm a great actor, not a pilot.
Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Boddenham. Open Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 to 4:30.
My name is Bond. No, not that Bond. Investment Bond.
Before you invest your money, consult the experts, Lines and Associates. Explore the possibilities, the advantages with the professional managers, Lines and Associates, 10 High Street Ludlow. They have a special offer on investments. So before you invest, call in and see Lines and Associates, who can invest your money wisely in building societies and bonds. And you could see your money grow immediately by as much as 2%. Lines and Associates know how. They're your professional investment advisors. Lines and Associates, 10 High Street Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4290. Ludlow 4290. Lines and Associates.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
You should go to Bengris of Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengris of Leinster?
Because they have the biggest hire fleet in Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because they have the biggest selection of new and used cars for miles around.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because their petrol sales are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because they have a fast, efficient service department. Bengris of Leinster, your local Peugeot, Vauxhall, Talbot and Opel dealer at Bargates. Telephone... I beg your pardon. Telephone Leinster 2337.
Sunshine Radio.
I have to say a very big hello to Ken at Clee St. Margaret, who also got the answer on the Sunshine Superstar. Hold on, Ken.
Travel estate, all of the building. chance. You got to hold on to romance. Don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
That's how it was. And all those walks together, out in any kind of weather, just because there's a brand new way of looking at your life when you know that.
Colin James in the afternoon. We get lots of letters and bits and bobs here at Sunshine from you to try and help us to raise money for charities. We get letters from big charities like RSPCA and SPCC and smaller ones too. And we try and give them all equal coverage. But forgive us, because every now and again something comes along which just strikes a little chord and certainly touched my heart. We had a letter from Phil Collings at Church Stretton, who says, "Dear sir, 7-year-old Sean Humphreys suffers from a rare eye complaint, retinitis pigmentosa. The only treatment that is available is in Russia." And he goes on to say that a fund has been set up to try and raise money to send Sean off there to get the treatment that he needs. Well, we thought we'd look a bit more closely into this. And on the telephone now, I've got Mrs. Margaret Humphreys, who's Sean's mum. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello there. How did you find out that Sean was going blind?
He was diagnosed, actually, at Birmingham 12 months ago when he was 6. And he was put under anaesthetic. And then we had the bombshell that he was suffering from this awful disease.
And what is the disease exactly? How does it affect him?
It's a disease whereby he's losing the sight slowly in his eyes. There's nothing at all that can be done in the West for him, and it'll just deteriorate until he goes totally blind.
So, when he was born, did he have perfect eyesight, and it's just got worse?
We think that's the case. He's sort of had problems, I think, since he was 5, his past 2 years. But I'd say, of late, it's got really quite bad.
And how good or bad is it now?
Well, he has no central vision to speak of, but he does have peripheral vision at the sides, which makes him mobile. So although he can't see a lot in detail, as I say, he is mobile, he can get around, and he can recognise shapes and colours, and that's very, very important if it's a question of that and being totally blind.
Well, I don't think we can stress that there's a world of difference. I don't think we can stress that enough between
between being totally blind and having just a little vision.
That's right.
Is going to mean an awful lot.
Oh yes, it'll mean the difference between Sean being completely independent and able to look after himself, and or being dependent on others.
Now, there's no treatment available in the West. What are you doing about it?
Well, I had heard, actually, I picked it up off a television program, that there is a treatment available in Moscow, in Russia. It's a course of injections, and although they do not claim to actually cure the disease itself, although they have had one case where this little child has, her sight has improved. They don't claim to improve it, but they do claim to hold his sight as it is, and that in itself will be a fantastic miracle to us.
So, obviously, time is of the essence here, because his sight is getting worse and worse, and you've got to try and get him off to Russia to get these injections and hopefully halt the decline in his sight. That's going to cost some money, isn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. We're aiming for around 15,000, but it's very difficult to say how much we'll need, because he'll probably have to make several trips, and we don't know how many trips until we actually get there and he's examined.
Now, you set up a fund, and I know a lot of good people are helping you out on this. How's things going at the moment?
The fund's doing fantastically well. At the minute, we have 7,700.
So, just over halfway there.
Yes, we're just over halfway there, and people have been absolutely fantastic. The things they're arranging and doing, everybody just wants to get totally involved in it.
Now, I know that there are going to be some people listening who are thinking, gah, 7-year-old lad who's losing his eyesight, nothing to be done in this country, that's a crying shame, but something to be done in Russia maybe. What can I do to help? So, Margaret, what can you do?
Well, I mean, they could help us with a donation, or if they'd like to arrange something. In fact, there's a couple of concerts coming off this weekend, if they'd like to come along and support us.
Tell me about the concerts this weekend, quickly.
Well, there's a concert given by a kind permission of Mr. Tony Vine at the Flying Swan Hooker Gate featuring Mississippi on Sunday at 8:30. And there's also a dinner dance at the Rocks at a Country Club Saturday with Candela Light.
And all the proceeds go into the fund to
all
try and...
All the proceeds are going to the fund.
Save Sean's eyesight. Uh-huh. And what about a straight donation? How can you do that?
If anybody would be very kind and give us a donation, if they would go along to any branch of the TSB anywhere, I'm sure they'd be only too glad to forward it along to our TSB up here.
Then that would be the TSB in Shrewsbury. And I suppose you'd have to mention the Sean Humphreys Appeal Fund.
That's right. So long as Sean's name was mentioned and they said the little guy that's going to Russia, everybody knows who it is.
Margaret, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, and well, I'll keep in touch with you and let our listeners know how Sean's going on. And if there's anything at all that we can do, you give us a ring and let us know, okay?
I'll do that then.
Thanks for talking to us, Margaret.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's 12:45.
Loving you, baby. It's 9 minutes to 1 o'clock. There's the Cars.
Come, Sunshine Shopping in St. Owen Street, Hereford.
Why spend more than you need to? Why pay top price for a piece of carpet when there's terrific reductions in the sale at St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford? Yes, terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants, meaning at least 50% off their normal prices. St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford, where other sale items include carpet tiles, vinyl floor coverings, and all their normal carpet lines. St. Owen's Carpets, try their home selection service with free quotations. Sale now on at St. Owen's Carpets with terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants. St. Owen's Carpets, 20 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 53221.
New and used TVs with full service backup. New and used TVs with full service backup from Kempson's in St. Owen Street, Hereford. Kempson's also sell microwave ovens. And if you're into computers, well, Kempson's stock BBC and Electron, along with a full range of hardware and software. Whether it's TVs or computers or both, call into the specialists. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 273 480. And don't forget, Kempson's are also official stockists of Girl Guide and Scoutwear, with a comprehensive range always in stock. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Hereford 273 480.
Shopping in Hereford? Treat yourself to some home cooking at the City Walls Restaurant in St. Owen Street. Lunches are served 12 till 2, Monday to Saturday. The City Walls Restaurant reckon they offer the best value in town, with cheap snacks to full lunches for around £1.50, and lunches for under sixes, only 95 pence. The City Walls Restaurant, St. Owen Street. Open in the evenings too, for dinner between 7 and 11. It's time you treated yourself to a steak at the City Walls Steak Bar and Restaurant, 67 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 267 720. Take a lunchtime break at the City Walls Restaurant, Hereford.
Personal service and quality, that's something you can take for granted at the Children's Outfitter in St. Owen Street, Hereford. For the most comprehensive range of British and continental children's wear from the age of right up to 14 years old, call into the Children's Outfitter, where there's quality school wear always available at competitive prices. The nursery department has prams, pushchairs, cots and high chairs. Come along to the Children's Outfitter, 32 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 279 666. Hereford 279 666.
Andrew Lamput is the new specialist family jewellery and silverware shop at 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Andrew Lamput has a wide range of quality antique and new silverware and jewellery. At Andrew Lamput, the service is personal and friendly, and the resident working silversmiths and jewellers provide an excellent repair and renovation service in Andrew Lamput's own workshops. There's quality diamond rings and gold jewellery, a re-silver plating service on EPNS items. At Andrew Lamput, 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Telephone Hereford 274 961.
office equipment at special prices. Yes, Townsends of Hereford have office equipment at special prices. Townsends in St. Owen Street have four-drawer filing cabinets at only £82 plus VAT. And that's delivered free within 35 miles. Townsends for Olivetti 110 typewriters at only £450 plus VAT. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277 797 or call in to Townsends at 60 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Townsends for office equipment at special prices. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277 797. Townsends, the office people who care.
Sunshine Radio.
Of my memories, and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. Turning in my keys, and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. 'Cause there ain't a room enough for two, and sharing your heart with someone new will never do.
It's getting mighty crowded,
I'm telling you.
It's getting mighty crowded.
Gonna take these dreams.
Mighty crowded, whatever happened to Betty Everett? It's 12:56, Colin James in the afternoon. Sue Wogan on TV last night, falling over, that was quite funny. And I thought it was quite, well, contrived of the BBC to announce that Dallas was coming back on the first Wogan show. Last 16 episodes start March the 27th. And good luck to Les Dawson, who's having a minor operation today. Apparently it's a bit too personal to mention. Anyway, get well soon, Les. It's Shrove Tuesday, and the news is next.
Shiny and 17 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Mrs. Thatcher spent an hour discussing the miners' strike with TUC leaders over coffee and biscuits at number 10. The TUC leader, Norman Willis, had asked for the meeting because he wanted to win over the Prime Minister to his idea that the gap between the two sides is now bridgeable. But as the meeting ended a few minutes ago, Downing Street stressed that any settlement of the 11-month strike must deal clearly and unambiguously with the central issue of pit closures. Among the government team was Energy Secretary Peter Walker, who's stressing that the two sides are not negotiating.
Both sides, of course, were in a position that they weren't involved in negotiations. The TUC were not negotiating for the NUM, and the government were not negotiating for the NCB. But there was an exchange of views, and as I say, I will be conveying what the various points the TUC put to the government to the NCB.
Three miners have been sent for trial accused of murdering a Cardiff taxi driver, David Wilkie. He was killed last November when a concrete block fell from his bridge and hit him as he drove a miner to work. A Boeing 727 has crashed into a Spanish mountainside, and it's feared there are no survivors among the 147 people on board. The plane was only minutes from its destination, Bilbao, after its flight from Madrid. From there, Bill Bond reports.
The jet was a businessman's early morning special from the Spanish capital to the northern industrial port city in the Basque Country. It had taken off on schedule and was making its landing approach into Bilbao's Sondica Airport when the accident happened. The aircraft plowed into the side of a mountain near the Basque city of Durango, some 18 miles from the airport. Rescue workers who raced to the scene reported no immediate sign of survivors amongst the wreckage, which was scattered over a wide area of rugged countryside. But later, Iberia, Spain's national airline, who owned the jet, said that there could be up to 30 survivors. But, as I speak, the situation is very, very confused. Bill Bond, IRN, Madrid.
Strike action by teachers is threatening to wipe out vital summer exams for thousands of school children. The National Union of Teachers is taking the action in support of a pay claim, and they warn if the dispute's not settled soon, there'll be no mercy for exams. Rob Goldstone reports.
The NUT has announced three-day stoppages at 204 schools from next Tuesday and has emphasised that there'll be no exemption for exam classes. The union's warning that if the action spreads into next term, summer CSE and O-levels could be wiped out completely. The strike will affect 26 local education authorities.
A London businesswoman who's been told to quit her office says she's sticking out for better compensation. 32-year-old Carly Feel has superglued her leather jeans to her office chairs in a bid to beat the bailiffs. She says a compulsory purchase offer of £30,000 for the property isn't enough. She wants £85,000. And she says the bailiffs were shocked when they found her making her sit-down protest.
They came along with pickaxes, etc., expecting me to be barricaded in. They knew I would do something because I told them this on Friday. But he didn't expect me to be super glued to the stairs. Now I've started it, I'm going to see it through. Even if they carry me out of here in my coffin, I'm going to see it through.
Independent Radio News.
Good afternoon. Cloudy and cool this lunchtime, 2 degrees centigrade right now. And this afternoon, chance of rain, sleet or snow.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.